from the University of Central University. I'm very pleased to be here. Maybe we just take a minute for everyone to sort of stand up, shake or something, make some noise or do something like that. Otherwise, there's no way you're going to get this. I'm here with Sharon Basani, who's at the back. Hi, Sharon. Who's done a lot of the work I'm going to be talking about. And Ian Oliver, who's also been done for the work, and Catherine Cassidy, and also Maria Andre, who isn't with us, but also has contributed quite largely to the project.
Is that okay to go to the full screen? Okay.
We've been doing a number of things. So one of the things that we've been doing is reflecting on our experience and on past practice, and trying to think about what that would mean in terms of developing good practice. But from a digital perspective, from the application of digital technologies to crafting and to heritage, drawing on projects that we've been involved in the past, for example, something we work with Museum North, the Cine MPA project, and other experiences. But the main things that we've been doing is these sorts of activities. So the first is digitization. So that should actually be digital creation of digital assets. The second being digital asset collection. So collecting to get trying to collect together and archive digital resources. And then Vera platform, so that's what that says. It says Vera platform, working with archive materials and working with metadata, developing archive and developing metadata. Vera platform, developing exhibition infrastructure, so that things that are in the archive can be put to good use. And people can engage with them, and then digital content creation, so creating exhibits and exhibitions of sort of web-based ones, ones using virtual reality and augmented reality and mobile sort of in the landscape, and then we also spent some time, you know, getting out of our ivory tower of the university and being involved in engagement and outreach activities. So there are a few examples of digitization of artifacts, and that was shown very nicely by our friends from Sweden. So that was great to see that, and also as well as making models of is that, I'm not sure where that's from.
That's my studio.
Okay. So you can go in there and explore the studio and have a look around. And this is one of the things we thought would be really interesting about this project, is to make 3D digital models of the things that people make, of the things that people use to make them, tools and the like. And also of the places where they are made, and as again from farmland, and of the people who do the making, and trying to put that all together. So that, I mean, so often in our world of academia, and also in the world of heritage, everything is in silos and everything is separated by type. So you know, you have people who are experts on people, and you have people who are experts on tools, and you have people who are experts on things, and you have people who are experts on places, but never do these things all get tied up and connected together, and that's kind of one of the things that we are hoping to really emphasise in this project. So collection. So we want to build this archive with lots of resources in it, and we want to spend lots of time and our equipment going around and doing digitisation, and we're happy to do that in any part of Europe. But also, it's going to be a very sad world if the only people who do digitisation are people from the University of St Andrews. And we're aware that that's not the case in every locality. There's lots of people who work in the digital domain and create digital stuff. And therefore, collecting it together is going to be a really important part of the process. And so we want to talk to and work with partners in collecting together into this archive. Resources that can maybe be reused and shared in other contexts. And as part of that, we've been working on developing this Vera platform with the archive and metadata. And there is a QR code. And in fact, we have with us some cards, do we not? Do we have some cards? So we have these cards, and the idea is these can be used really simply to sign people up to the project. So it says, that's not the one with the QR code on there.
Is there a question on that?
Anyway, so it's a straightforward culturality card, and you can take that.
This one's going around. This is the right one.
Oh, that's the right one. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, so it's just a business card. Everyone can take one of those, and it's got a QR code on it. You photograph the QR code, takes you to this page, and it just asks for your name. It asks for your email address, and how do you want to be involved? Do you want to just be part of the mailing list? Do you want to be registered? Do you want to appear on the map? Those sorts of things. And the idea is this then makes it very, very easy for everybody here to then ask people to sign up for this, and then we can really start to collect hundreds of people into the database, and therefore that can then become a mechanism or can help with the sharing and connection of people. And so we hope that people from across Europe who are doing ceramics or who are doing the textile thing and so on, we'll meet each other through the culturality project. Then in terms of uploading and in terms of collecting, we've got a nice database with metadata design defined for it. The database enables the upload of intangible heritage, of tangible heritage, of movable heritage, immovable heritage, of other things that I've forgotten. But then it is part of, and we see this as being, I think this is a kind of interesting thing, or the interesting idea that we're trying to push inside of this, is this idea of a cultural landscape. If you don't like the term cultural landscape, it doesn't really matter. The point about it is that we live in places and in communities, and these are connected to heritage, and they're also connected to aspirations for developing those places and communities, which we call sustainable development goals, but you could frame it in lots of other ways, but aspirations for moving those forward, and also threats to those communities and places and heritage. So whether that be climate change, or whether it be conflict, or whether it be changes in legislation, or too many tourists descending and ruining a place, or whatever it may be, these threats. And so we want, as part of this archive, is to connect that all up together. So people we want to have objects and things and intangible heritage, but connect that to things, to what matters for people, which is the places that they live and who they are and the communities that they are, and how that then connects to opportunities and how it connects to threats. And we want to do this in the database using metadata, but we don't really. We want it to be something that's part of people's lives and has an effect and an impact on their lives. And this is just about creating a bit of infrastructure that might help in that process. It won't achieve that process. That process will be achieved by people, but it might help in that process and make it easier for people to achieve that. And so we can look at the Sustainable Development Goals. And these aren't, you know, they haven't come down. They're not, you know, the religious things from the Mount that are written in stone. But they're an interesting set of things to think about. And when we start thinking about what those goals are and how they relate to who we are, that can be a stimulus for achieving some good things. So then, if we've got our archive and our metadata, we then want to have some exhibition infrastructure. And one of the things that we've been trying to do is to take the exhibit that happened last time and put that into an online form so that it is more accessible and so that it continues to live, and then to start to explore how having it online and having it digital may enable us to extend the way in which we interact with it and what we understand with it. So we haven't by any means finished that process, but we've kind of taken some steps towards doing it, and that has helped us in thinking about what a digital front of the Vera platform could and should be, but there's other things in terms of augmented reality and virtual reality and the like, digital content creation, so this is digital exhibit creation really, and so one of the things that we've done is we've made a map, with Creators and Keepers, Women Weaving Europe map, but you can all log into that and add things and add media and so on. Similarly, there's a partner map. You can all go log on to that and change what we've written about you. Most of it actually is what you've written about yourself in the application, but just make it better and develop it. And then we've been trying to do outreach and engagement work. So for example, Sharon and Catherine and Maria went to the European Association of Archaeologists conference in the heat of Rome.
Yes.
And there's 4,000 people at the conference, and they were able to present. We've seen Catherine presenting. And also we had a stall there for the 4 days of the conference, and so hundreds of people. Thousands of people would have walked past and seen it and seen the audiovisual stuff and had lots of great conversations with people there. And you can see there somebody doing the virtual reality thing. We are going to go to the AVICOM, which is the Audiovisual Committee of the International Council of Museums Conference in Torino, 14th to the 18th of October. So, and to talk there, both in a workshop and at the conference about culturality and related things. And then, I'm kind of conflicted about this, we've also been invited to go to Dubai for the International Conference of Museums Conference and do some training there about intangible heritage, which will also be about the culturality and the project. And this here is us doing the climate change thing at the Glasgow Science Centre, showing people what the impact of climate change will be on Glasgow. And we're going to show you the video at some point, but essentially it means Glasgow getting very wet and a lot of people doing swimming. And then we've done quite a lot of stuff, for instance at Hounsdale, Highland Games, taking things out into communities and taking virtual reality and digital representations of heritage and so on out into those sorts of environments. But these are from an invitation we had to the Lochaber Games in the west coast of Scotland, Lochaber Agricultural Show, and it really is an agricultural show, so there are a lot of sheep and cows and horses, and a lot of people who are really into horses. But it's also a community gathering, and you know, people tossing the caber. You know, tossing the cabers, really long, throwing up and so on, throwing hammers and all of these sorts of things. So we tried to do the virtual reality thing, but we were told, well, you're not gonna, there's no power, so we can't plug in. And so we discovered that we can now buy batteries. And so this ran virtual reality for 4 hours on a battery, and the battery can be charged by solar power. So our next thing is doing solar powered virtual reality in promoting culture reality. But you know, just shows that you can get out and about. And there's some other examples of us in our Highland Heritage Show with our culturality stand up, and in Finlaggan, Islay, Lord of the Isles, doing virtual reality, and that's the show. So yes, so that hopefully gives you a bit of an idea of some of the aspirations that we have for engaging with the project, engaging with you in the project, and some of the things that we've done over the last 6 months.
Yeah.